What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, here on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded with Anchor FM. So today, we're going to talk about the strange things that people put online for sale and the weird things that people buy online. And I got to tell you, in preparing for this episode, I realized that there are a lot of odd people in this world, you know? And yes, the internet is an amazing place, but every now and then you come across something that makes you go, what the fuck? People sell and purchase the creepiest and weirdest things online. And I gotta tell you, man, I gotta tell you, it's weird. So today I'm gonna share with you the top 10 weirdest things sold and purchased online. But before we get to that, happy Kitchen Klutzes of America Day, where each June 13th we honor those who have the passion to cook, but they really suck at it. So for those of you that are unaware of what a klutz is, it's just another word for someone who's clumsy. And there are a lot of people out there who have dreams to be able to have the ability to cook like the famous chefs they see on TV. You know, like Gordon Ramsay, Anne Burrell, Bobby Flay, or even Wolfgang Puck. And as they prep their kitchens, I'm sure they imagine creating beautiful and delicious meals. However, reality can quickly dissolve all those dreams, especially if you set your kitchen on fire, or maybe you got the salt and sugar confused. I've done that. So just be careful with those knives and try not to burn your cookies or your fingers. And just, I guess, cross your fingers and hope that you aren't the kitchen klutz that's going to strike again. And if this does best describe you, just be sure to keep a first aid kit and fire extinguisher handy and be ready to call 911 and probably your favorite takeout if you're still hungry. Use the hashtag National Kitchen Klutzes to post on social media if you want to go ahead and celebrate this random ass national holiday. Before we get started, take a second to click that subscribe and favorite button so that you can be notified when I post my weekly podcast episodes. And if you haven't already, go ahead and check out my past episodes because I keep the silly coming. That being said, let's get right into it. Starting with number 10, and I gotta tell you, this one is a really cute one. It's weird, but it's cute. A 10-year-old from England tried to sell her grandmother on eBay for $3,500. And she described her grandmother as annoying but cuddly. That's a good description of me, too. The site had to take down the offer as it was breaching regulations on human trafficking. You know, I guess it does make sense. Selling someone is technically human trafficking, you know, it makes sense, you know. A total of 27 bids were received for grandma. Wow. I wonder what they would have, like, what they would have done with her after they actually bought her grandmother. I don't know about you, but I could use some fresh baked goods and a warm hug. You know, sounds good to me. Shit.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Virginity for sale, coming at you with number 9.
A 19-year-old U.S. model by the name Giselle supposedly sold her virginity for nearly $3.9 million on a controversial auction website. Can you believe that? Cinderella Escorts, wow. Wow, that even the name makes me feel like maybe I should just check this out. They make princesses. Cinderella Escorts, a Germany-based website, encourages young women to auction their virginity to wealthy older men. I don't know, that just kind of sounds like prostitution to me, but all right, let's see where this goes. Women from all over are auctioning their virginities. So apparently this is now a trend. Wow. Giselle said in an interview, "Every woman has to decide on her own if it's worth to give her virginity for free to a boyfriend who may later break up with her rather than selling it." I guess that kind of makes sense. She said, but I made the decision and now I can study whatever I want. I can buy a new house and travel around the world. It gives me a lot of opportunities. She goes on to say that the trend of women selling their virginity is a form of emancipation. Wow. And she also says that she is shocked at people who are actually against this. In a statement, Cinderella Escort said, on our website, you will find a video where girls from all over the world talk about reasons to sell their virginity. Girls from Australia, Europe, Africa, North and South America, from Arab countries and Asian. The highest bidding for Giselle's auction shows us how high the demand for virgins is. Business people from all over the world have been bidding. Oh, okay. How do we know that they're all business people? You know, like, what? I'm sure not everybody bidding for virgins are business people. I'm just saying. Cinderella Escorts has only allowed about 40 virgins on their website so far because of a long process. We make sure that the girls do not have psychological problems, are grown up, and fully aware of their desires. For this, girls have to see a psychologist who will assure us of these points. Yeah, no, this sounds like modern age, like one time only prostitution to me. I don't know. What do you guys think? Call in and let me know. Number 8 could be an idea if you needed some extra cash. I don't know. You let me know. Use your head. Your forehead, that is. And that's exactly what Andrew Fisher did, a web designer from Nebraska. Now, he actually auctioned off the use of his forehead. He said that he would have a non-permanent logo or brand name tattooed on his head for 30 days. And after several bids, he received $37,375 to advertise the snoring remedy. Snore stop. That's what he got on his forehead. Snore stop for 30 days. And from what I understand, he is not the first or last person to do this. Many people are selling their forehead space for money, but not everyone uses non-permanent ink. Carrie Smith, not too long ago, actually became a real-life pop-up ad for a virtual casino for $10,000. And she said, it feels like someone is taking a pen and stabbing you with it. This is what she told her son, Bradley, while he was seated nearby on the floor as a tattoo artist put in permanent black block letters on her forehead. And on her forehead, it's branded. It says, it's a website domain, goldenplace.com. I'm serious. This is real. This is something that people do. Google it. This happens. I mean, if you got a big ass head, maybe you got a big ass forehead. I don't know. Some of y'all got some 5'6" heads out there. I don't know, man. You need some money? Brand your head. Call in. Let me know what you guys would do. 805-664-1828. I want to know what you guys would do with this. Like, would you actually do this? Number 7 is kind of interesting. A vampire killing kit was sold for $4,550. And the kit included a crossbow, 4 silver tip arrows, an ebony wooden stake, really, why, I wonder why it had to be ebony, a large bottle of holy water, and various surgical instruments. I wonder what the surgical instruments were for. Were they going to like capture this vampire and do some sort of scientific, you know, like science experiments on this motherfucker? Like, and to be honest with you, I thought we were still in the I want to bang a vampire phase. When did we get out of that? You know, think about it. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was getting it on with Angel and Spike, okay? And then the Twilight thing became a thing. Now girls want to get it on with not only vampires, but now they want to bang werewolves too. This whole, what is it, Jacob and Edward bullshit, everybody wants to bang just fictitious creatures. Like, what the fuck? You know? And so now we're back to wanting to kill them. I'm just trying to keep up on what's actually in these days, you know? Number six is for you breakfast lovers out there. Justin Timberlake's French toast sold for $1,025 in the year 2000. And apparently Justin left it behind after an interview in New York with a New York radio station. The leftover breakfast was purchased by a 19-year-old DJ who was a fan of Justin, and he placed a winning bid. I gotta tell you, I wonder what he did with Justin's food. Like, did he get it bronzed? Did he eat it? Did he, like, build a shrine for it? Like, what do you do with old food that you paid over $1,000 for? I mean, I'm a fan of Justin Timberlake, too. I am. But I'm not buying the motherfucker's used food. Like, and to be honest, he probably didn't even pay for the food himself. You know? Do you know how much weed I can buy with $1,025? Me neither, but I know it's a lot. Call in. What would you do with that type of money? Would you buy old celebrity food with it? I want to know what y'all would spend that money on. Call in. Let me know. 805-664-1828. Let a girl know. What is with people and used food? But number five, I had to take it back because we're going back to somebody's leftover food. We have a weird person who picked up Britney picked up her chewing gum at a London hotel and decided that it'd be a great idea to sell it on eBay. And it actually sold for $263. That's gross as fuck to me, but hey, man, it was worth over $200, man. And Hollywood is down the street, so I'm thinking we might need to just go ahead, put on our gloves, and it's time to go hunting for some used celebrity gum. Y'all in? No? Okay. And get this, there is actually another piece of Britney's gum that was picked up at Wembley Arena in the year 2000, and it sold for $14,000. Wow. So apparently I need to go figure out how to get some of that bitch's gum. Number four is on the spooky side. A man put a ghost in a jar for auction on eBay because it was terrorizing its owner. The seller, TJ101, claimed that he would not be held responsible if the black thing escaped the jar, and that all sales are final. First of all, the black thing sounds kind of racist. I'm not really stretching that because it does. I'm just saying. After numerous bids, the jar sold for just around $55,000, but the buyer never paid for the item in the end. Probably a smart move on their part. That's stupid. You got that kind of money, get your car or something. I wonder how the seller was actually able to catch the ghost and then put it in a jar. That must have been quite the task, I gotta say. Oh, man, that was actually the perfect sound to bring in number three, which is terrifying and gross at the same time. Murderbilia is what they call it. And murderbilia, for those of you who aren't aware, are objects that are regarded as valuable because their connection with murders and or violent crimes. So there are people in this world that collect and purchase creepy shit like that. Just for $15.99, you can get the hair of the cross-country killer. Charles Manson's unused tissue paper for $500. David Berkowitz, he's the son of Sam. He received many letters from people when he was first in prison and had written back a lot of people. And a lot of those letters were sold for several hundred dollars a piece. And if you're interested in the low price of $9,995, you can own Ted Bundy's personal copy of his own biography. Yeah, the internet is weird as fuck at times. I gotta tell you, the fact that you can spend so much money on creepy items like this is insane. Scratch that. The fact that that it's possible to purchase murderabilia in general is insane. I the fact that it has a name. Wow. Okay. Yeah, you guys should really just spend your money on other things. You know, get yourself like a milkshake or something. Okay? All right. Wow. Number two is quite interesting. We have a man from North Carolina who has discovered the meaning of life. In the year 2000, I gotta say, the year 2000, there's just a lot of people doing some crazy ass shit. I gotta say. In the year 2000, he said he sold it for $3.26. Yeah. The meaning of life was only $3.26. This is something that we all could have afforded, you know? Like, damn it. I could have bought like 5 or 6 meanings of life. I don't want to brag, but I make like no money. I don't know. I guess you wouldn't expect the meaning of life to come from North Carolina. I just figured the true meaning of life would be waiting for us in a holy place like the Pope's house or, I don't know, Canada. Shut up. I couldn't think of any place else. I had like a complete brain fart. But yeah, $3.26, the meaning of life. Don't you just love the internet? Coming in at number one, we have a man who put his life for sale. Ian Usher, that's his name, he put his entire life up for auction, including his house and all of his stuff. He even sold his decisions, such as who he can be friends with, where he worked, and this is crazy, and you'll never guess what his life was worth. His life was worth $384,000. Yeah, isn't that crazy? A woman's virginity is worth more than a man's life. And I'm taking you back to number nine, you know, the chick who sold her virginity for millions of dollars. It kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Wow. Well, I wonder how much I could get. Wow, today was a weird and somewhat creepy episode. I certainly enjoyed myself, and I hope that you did too. And I want to know what you guys think about what we talked about today. You know, would you have spent any money on any of those items at all? Do you think that people are crazy? I want to know what's on your minds, because this podcast is for you guys too. So just make sure you call in and share your thoughts. And if you like this top 10 episode, be sure to let me know, and I will be sure to do more of them in the future. And also, for those of you who don't have the Anchor app, and I know you want to call in and you don't have the app, and it's okay, because now I have a Google Voice number, so you can leave me messages now. And the number is 805-664-1828. 805-664-1828. And if you can please try to keep your call 60 seconds or less, so that way I can share your complete opinion in its entirety, if you will, right here on the Professionally Silly podcast, or perhaps even my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So call in and verbally join the Smile Squad. Thank you, thank you, thank you all so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor, or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible boot thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcast, Overcast, and guess what? Podbean. I is everywhere. And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining us. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that favorite/subscribe button, so that way you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. Do you enjoy my podcast and want to experience my professionally silliness on another platform? Well, then you can go ahead and follow me on my other social medias at True Smiles Jones on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and even Periscope. You can go ahead and search Amber Smiles Jones if that's easier for you. Or you can even go to the clickable links that are available in the description box of every last one of my YouTube channel videos. And that channel is also called Professionally Silly. So make sure you follow Abu Fang. Coming up next, call-ins. You made them, I got them, so let's play them.
Hi, this is Stacey Kendricks. You know me, I'm an avid listener. It's funny, thanks for taking my advice and sharing the whole June Pride things to many people. Just really quick, because I have to keep it under 60 seconds. One of my things that my most fond memories was I was active duty military for 20 years, 8 months, and one of my troops, she opted to go from the F to M procedure. So she was coming to me to advise. She felt like she wasn't understood, wasn't loved. So I was her supervisor. She came to me for help. That's when I told her, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm bisexual. I'm openly bisexual. And there was a time back in the 90s, early 2000s, that I couldn't even say I was attracted to women. I've had girlfriends that was in the military, and when we was at work, we didn't speak of it. We didn't know of it. One of my greatest feelings was that fire relief when I finally retired. And say, you know what, I'm free to be me. I've done my service. I've been on 5 deployments. I've done everything I was supposed to do, but now I'm free to be me. So thank you for listening. You're awesome as always. Bye.
Wow, that's awesome, Vicky. Damn. Yeah, made my day. For those of you who aren't sure of what episode, which podcast episode she's talking about, it is actually the last episode before this one. You know, it's about Pride Month, and we just had a little discussion, you know, about what it means and all that good stuff. And it was actually Vicky's idea for me to cover that episode. She called in on a previous episode before that one and said, hey, here's an idea. We should talk about this. And I was like, yes, you're right. So I did. So Vicky, shout out to you for giving me the idea to talk about it. And also fucking two snaps and a twist for you for being there for someone else who was in need. You're a good person. That is awesome. Definitely, definitely a member of the Smile Squad, if you ask me. So this next call-in is actually my call-in. I called into another anchor station, Crimson Kiss. It's actually a really fun station. And so I was calling in to discuss something that she was talking about on her station. And so anyways, I'm just gonna go ahead and play that for you, and then I will go ahead and slide in her response to what I said. What's up, B? It's Amber Smiles Jones from the Professionally Silly Station. And I gotta say, as a content creator, hearing you say, I just hit the like button before I watch her videos. I just love her videos. I gotta tell you, that makes a content creator feel awesome because they work really hard on their content. And the fact that you have that type of loyalty is dope as fizzuck, I gotta say. You know, because like it sucks if you work your ass off in a video and people just watch it, but they don't like it, they don't comment on it, they don't share it. And as content creators, we need all three of those things. So three cheers for you, man. Hip hip hooray for you being a dope ass content creator supporter, and obviously a dope ass content creator herself. Get it, girl.
Hey, Amber, it's Bee from the Crimson Kiss podcast. Thank you so much for your messages. I am so sorry that I really suck at this, like replying to or getting back to voice notes in a timely manner. I'm so sorry. I really do apologize. I'm just answering everybody's messages tonight. I'm like, what is going on? And plus, ever since I came back on Anchor, like the layout has been different. So I've kind of been, you know, trying to like relearning how to navigate around the new layout. But thank you so much again for your messages. And yes, I am definitely that girl who likes I will like, if I enjoy your content, I will like a video, a post, anything before I even read it, watch it. I don't care. Cause you know, I'm a true supporter, man. And yes, I am a content creator. So I definitely know what it's like, but, thank you so much for the love. I appreciate you and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe or favorite button so you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly podcast episodes. And also feel free to review my podcast, pretty please. That would mean a whole lot to me. Help me spread the word about my kick-ass podcast and let me know what you guys think. Don't be afraid to call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss, or perhaps you have a topic ideas that you would like me to discuss on my podcast, or you want some advice, or maybe you just want to tell me how much you love me. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of hoping it's that last one. Either way, be sure to call in 805-664-1828. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And until next time, my loves, watch where you step. Because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Ugh.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.